Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, esteemed viewers, and all children of God who attended the worship online, this is 28th lecture on Genesis. The work of a six-day creation took place in the first heaven, which is the fleshly space. And the meaning of the expression 6 days in the same as it's with a period of 6 days that we feel now. Therefore, the work of each day in 6 days actually took place in just one day. This cannot be understood with the time concept of mankind, for example. On the third day, the sea and land were created and the various plants appeared on the land. In addition, on the first day of the creation, the sun and moon and the stars were created. How could such amazing works possibly take place in such a one day? On the first day of the creation, when God said, "Let there be light," the spiritual place surrounded by the original light was added to the physical space. When the space of the spirit is added to the space of the flesh, that part becomes the spirit area. You will experience these things through many articles and the signs in the future. The space surrounded by the original light of the creation has the characteristic of the fourth heaven, where the Trinity God resides. That is the four dimensions of space. Things take a place that just God the Father harbors them in His heart, and the way in which He uttered the original voice in the space that is surrounded by the original light of the creation, not only its attributes, also its time flow is the same as that of the first dimension. So even in the first heaven, that is the physical place, the time flow of the fourth heaven applies to the part surrounded by the fundamental original light of the creation. If you grow your faith by the knowing this principle of the spirit world, it will be of your great strength. Understanding comes first. If you don't understand it, it's no benefit to you. It's like understanding a math formula to be able to solve a problem. When we understand the word of the Spirit, we can deal with the future problems with a faith and give glory to God. This vast work of the creation was accomplished in just 6 days. Our physical thought and the concepts are, how can you create so much one in a day? But I want you to know that everything which is covered with a spiritual place can be done more quickly. God also manifested the work of a creation through the forefathers of a faith, through Moses and Elijah, through the Apostle Paul and Peter. God manifested works that are possible only for God the Creator. Of course, our Lord Jesus also showed many signs and wonders manifested through the power of the Holy Spirit. He healed various sick people and made the disabled normal. When this work of the healing occurs, the fire of the Holy Spirit comes toward the original light that surrounds us. The disease due to germs or viruses can just be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. However, in order for dead nerves to come back to the life or for degenerated tissues to become a normal, work of the recreation must occur. Degeneration of the nerves or cells means that the cell have died. Our fresh branches and the tree is completely different. In order for the degenerated organizations like this to become a normal, the work of the recreation must occur. For example, in order for blind people to see, the dead optics and nerves of the eyes must be revived, or retina or lens must be burned. If your eyes are permanently blind due to some disease, it means that your optics and nerves has died. In the case, the optic nerves, retina, and the lens must be remade. If the original light of the creation surrounds his eyes, a spiritual space will be formed and the work of the recreation can take place there. But what you need to know here is that Even when God the Father heals people with His power, He does it according to justice that He has originally set up in the body of the human beings. God the Father can create something from nothing. However, when He did the work of the creation in the fleshly space, He covered the space with a spiritual space in order to keep the fleshly order. God added the spiritual space on the fleshly one for keeping the law of this world. He didn't need to create all things in 6 days. He could have done it at once with this world. The reason, however, He didn't do so is because He keeps the justice in the fleshly space. It's not in the line with the justice of the fleshly world for wizard to come out without any process at all. When building a 10-story building, so you don't build it an instance like a genie from the Aladdin did. You started with the design, dig the ground, install the rubber, and go up through the whole process. Well, the process of the producing a result can be very quickly if it follows the flow of the spiritual time. If your life follows the flow of a spirit, the impossible becomes a possible. Things that would take years can be accomplished in a short time, and the conditions that require surgery can be treated without surgery. Completely clean, you can be healed without any surgery. In some cases, the process is so quick that as a product seems produced in a flash. However, you should know that it's not that the process was skipped, but that it appears to be done very quickly. The same applies to when diseases are healed and infirmities become normal by the power of God. The healing work takes place following the order of the man's body that God set up when He created man. God does not ignore the rules of the physical space to heal. Now, what is the order of a man's body that God set up when He created man? God puts all the genetic information about the man into the cell nucleus. This means that the God has placed all each of a person's genetic information in the nucleus of your cells. When you have a map of the world in front of you, you can see the whole world at a single glance. You can find where Korea is, so you can also pinpoint Israel or the U.S. on the map. Likewise, God puts something like a map, which contains all the genetic information of a man into the nucleus of his cell. And this is called the DNA. DNA is like a twisted double ribbon or strand, which is called the chromosome. Just as a thread is winded on the reel, chromosome is also coiled densely. A single piece of the coiled DNA containing many genes is called the chromosome. Inside of a cell of a man, there are 23 pairs of these chromosomes. In these 46 chromosomes, all the genetic information about the man is contained. God knows where which number of chromosomes certain information is stored. Just for your information, a man's body consists of about 60 trillion cells. All these cells were actually originated from the only one cell. That single cell is a fertilized egg. It was a combination of the sperm and an egg. This fertilized egg forms a complete figure of a man in 266 days, or about 9 months. The fertilized egg continued to specialize and divide itself to gradually form a shape of the man. At this time, where the arms, eyes, and the hair will be formed are all determined and determined by the genetic information in the cell nucleus. It's very accurate and comes out formed as determined by the information. Sometimes the child is not born normally, but that may be the mother's responsibility, not the child's. If the mother smokes a lot during the pregnancy, the baby may become disabled, or if mother gets injured and the germs enter the body, the baby may become disabled. God set the time period of the 266 days in the fleshly time when a fertilized egg becomes a complete man. However, if this process rises on the spiritual time flow, it can be much more quickly processed. To help, some insect just appeared in a day. If you store the trash can or trash piled, the one day insect disappears everywhere and the day flies away. Say there's a car factory which is fully automated. The first production line makes a car engines, the second line the car bodies, and the third line the steering wheels. In addition to this, there are other production lines that produce other parts. All these production lines are united together, and at the end of the final line, the new car is produced. When people turn the switch of the production line on, all the parts of the car are produced at once, and they make a fully assembled car in the end. Now, what if they need more engines? They need to operate only the line that makes a car engines, don't they? DNA inside of a cell nucleus is just like these fully automated production lines. The cells make the bleeding stop and regenerate the damaged skin, allowing new skin to grow. There's a sudden amount of the self-healing power in the man's body, but this power has a limit. If the situation crosses a certain limit, the cells cannot recover itself. That's why even enough a small injury will become so normal, as sometimes a period passes by, a big injury can leave a scar. It means it didn't recover to an original normal status. On the other hand, by the power of God, the recovery of the transcendent limit of the flesh can take place. When you receive the prayer and recover your health, it's because God's power overcomes the limit of the cell's regenerative ability and restores it. For example, if you suffer the third-degree burn, you will never be able to recover normally using physical method. Why? The nerves, cells, and tissues are burned or killed by fire on the third-degree burn condition. In third-degree burns, nerves and cells burn and die, and the flesh does not regrow, and the ability to repair is lost. However, it can be completely recovered to normal with a spiritual method. Thus, God can recreate the injured part due to the burn. In the end, the condition of a third-degree burns can be recovered only through the power of God. Because under conditions, so your organization or organs in your body lost the ability to recover it at all. I was able to directly watch the actual process through the case of a senior deaconess, Eun-dok Kim. The new skin that God created is so clean and clear that I could even see the capillaries. Her skin is very brightly red. That seems to show her just before the skin started to grow again. At the time, she was a woman and we didn't have a proper filming equipment, so we couldn't film it properly. But she had burns all over her body. If you suffer a third-degree burn, you cannot survive even if you are hospitalized for several years. Even if you survive, you will have a painful time. Moreover, the pain while treating a third-degree burns at the hospital is indescribable. There is nothing to recover it with a human method. This sin is her skin before it recovered at all. First, the ooze like a water sac burst and her skin became covered with a thick crust like a pine bark. And Father God started it work on her skin. So God allows her skin created the ooze and ooze work to peel out the thick crust from the skin. So the picture you see is the once the skin was peeled from the thick crust, and her flesh underneath was turned red. In the condition, God did not heal her right away. And her skin was covered with wounds and covered again with a thick crust. And the useless flesh was peeled off. As she went through the process several times, the process was repeated three times. And the dead flesh and the cellular tissues were cleansed and dissolved by the fluid, the woods. When the skin was covered again, new flesh began to grow inside it. And the soft flesh, like a baby skin, sprouted. And in it, I could see that God created this filamentous veins. I watched the entire creation process while praying for the senior deaconess Eun-dok Kim three times a day. I had no idea how many tiny blood vessels are there. I saw God remove her worn out, useless skin three times, and the firm, clean, baby-like skin. It's like a bloody. I saw blood vessels under the skin. It was all newly created. After that, in order to strengthen the weak skin, the patient had to remain still, but she was a bit impatient. So as she healed a little by little, she was able to move. So she tried to move on her own. However, because such actions could cause the delicate blood vessels to burst, God healed her one leg very slowly. I was wondering why she just was healed of only one leg and the other leg is very slowly. As a result, her skin was being regenerated, but one leg was healing too slowly and she was unable to move. Since she was not moving, I saw that the newly regenerated flesh veins were getting stronger and her delicate skin was changing to normal skin tone. After that, one of her legs began to heal. If both sides had been healed at the same time, she would have moved around her. Delicate blood vessels would have burst and her skin would have been damaged. That's the way God the Father made her completely recovered. I saw the delicacy of God's treatment that took her personally into consideration. But why can't hospitals treat it like this? Burns are different from the ordinary wounds. In particular, recovery time for general wounds on the face is faster than the other parts. God made this that way too. So scar on our face is recovered faster than that of other parts. How thankful are we? However, in the third degree burns condition, the skin has no regenerative ability because it's completely burnt and the cellular tissues dies. In hospital, this useless flesh is removed and the intact bone flesh is attached, but the patient feels tremendous pain and the cost is so high. In the end, the skin cannot return to normal and the many unsightly scars remain on the skin. There are countless scars on the skin treated by the doctors. But you all have seen that God's healing works are done cleanly without leaving any scars, right? This means that everything is recreated anew through the method of God's power. I was very impressed when I saw, because it was clean and without any scars on her skin. Her skin was regenerated evenly and cleanly as the pitted flesh was adjusted to the same height as the other flesh. God's way allows the inner skin to grow to match in harmony with the other flesh. In the end, God made the burned skins exactly the same as the unburned skin. He made it so that the skin didn't differ from normal skin by even 1.001 millimeter. Not only her, but there are so many other believers who suffered burns and were healed. If you look at their flesh, you can see that it's identical to normal flesh in that way medical science cannot do. I said earlier that when they need to more car engine, they have to do it turn on the switch of the only production line that makes a car engines. In order to repair skin damage by the burns, you just need to activate the part of the DNA in the cell nucleus that creates the skin tissues. And just as when you turn the switch, electricity operates the machine, the light of the God's power enters into the part of the operated. The light of the power and our sweet water also contain the God's divine power, which heals you. God knows precisely which part among the countless DNA. From also, He has to operate. And the light of the God's power entered exactly into it. The period from the dead new skin starts to create it when it completely returns to normal way vary, and it's a case by case. It's case by case. If the damaged area is surrounded by the light of a power and the right flow of a spiritual time, the recovery speed is much faster. However, how fast it is can vary depending on the faith of the individual. Depending on how much he believes in God and trusts God, the speed of a recovery can change. This principle of healing by the light of God's power can be equally applied to other cases. For example, we have a case of the leg which was shorter than the other. Lengthening through become equal to the other. In the case of the other man who stopped growing, it's impossible for one of his legs to grow longer. Moreover, it has been like that since she was young. Of course, there's also surgical method to artificially increase the height by cutting the calf bone and fixing it with an iron core. After such a surgery, the side effects are severe and the patient suffers for the rest of his life. However, God's method is to promote the growth in the shorter legs so that it can actively grow longer. Not only bones, but also muscle, skin, and the tissues that hold the bones can be formed together at the same time. God regenerated them all at the same time like this. When God activated the DNA and the cell nucleus with the light of a power, it's created quickly in the flow of a spiritual time. It's the same with the dead nerves coming to life again. With a fleshly method, it's impossible to revive the nerve once it has died. However, if the light of God's power operates a cell nucleus to generate the nerve cells, new nerves can be created. The light of the power acts on a cell nucleus in the DNA to create the necessary cell. Thereby, forming the necessary bones and the flesh is quickly created by the filling this area with the space of a spirit. Other diseases derived from the aging can be also healed by the same principle. For example, in the case of the degenerative arteries, it occurs when the cartilage that acts as cushions between the bones wears away. This can occur in the young people who are overweight or who overuse their joints, but in most cases it occurs with the age. Their cartilage has been worn down a lot because they use it relatively longer than the younger people did. People of the world may fix it through the operation such as a cartilage transplant. However, an artificial method may well be followed by the negative side effect, but it can be simply solved by the God's method. God activated the part of the cell nucleus responsible for the creation of the cartilage with the light of the power. In case of a woman, as they become old, they go through the menopause and many unusual symptoms occur. The cause of a menopause is that the amount of the female hormones normally secreted when young decrease rapidly with age. However, if the part of that that produces a female hormones is activated by the light of a power, it can be normal again. It was the case with Sarah, the wife of Abraham. Past her menopause, she couldn't have a baby, but God worked on her so that she could conceive the Isaac. She was a 90. In addition, other aging phenomena such as memory loss or wrinkles or gray hair, hair loss or hearing loss, dementia can all be prevented by the power of God. And thus people can maintain the young and the sound body regardless of their age. Dear brothers and sisters, among the cause of a body pain, there are cases where the body is unable to function normally due to external factors such as invasions of bacteria. Representative examples including epidemic disease such as a cold, new flu, and malaria caused by the bacteria or viral infections. In these cases, people can be healed when the fire of the Holy Spirit and the light of the God's power burns the germs. There are other cases such as when body waste is not normally excreted but piles up inside the body. Also, stones are salts in the body that clumps together and harden like stones. If stones are from the gallbladder, they are called the gallstones. And if stones are from the urine organs such as the kidneys, they are called the urinary stones. Such as stones can be easily broken into pieces by the light of the power of God. When you receive a prayer, it's broken into small pieces and expelled from the body. When stones are located in the places where they are easily expelled, such as urethra, I've often seen them be expelled within a short period of time. God's work is done by breaking it to small pieces to release it. Or, without doing so, it can be released by the praying right away. In the latter case, the patient may feel some pain. However, in case of a stone in the gallbladder or kidney, God breaks it into the small pieces and then it can be excreted. The stones in the gallbladder and the kidneys are excreted in this way. It would be extremely painful to pass a stone if God made the stones pass it, without reducing it. So God allows the non-painful urinary stones to be expelled right away, and for all gallstones, which are large and can be painful, He crushes them into a powder and expels them. By the power of God, God can make the stone disappear where it was formed, but God works within a limit that doesn't violate the fleshly world order. He just covered it with a spiritual place so that it quickly disappeared following the flow of a spiritual time. It was like that when God healed many believers from Petrion, peritonitis. God did not make the foreign substance that formed when the appendix burst disappear immediately, but passes through the intestines and were expelled. The light of the God of power moved the foreign substance, created the appendix ruptures into the intestines and expelled them. And the ruptured appendix is healed again by creating new cells with the power of the light. The ruptured part of the appendix was soldered and cleaned by the power of God. And the traces of that solders remain. You can see that it has a soldered even though he or she has not had a surgery. So you can see that traces remain. There are many believers here who have been cured of peritonitis without surgery through the power of God. So the patients from this church could be healed without any surgery. There have been many cases where people recovered after receiving the prayer in critical situation due to a sudden illness. Something like this happened in the 1982. A woman named M.S. Lee ate a fried chicken immediately after fasting for 3 days and got a sudden stomach ache. I followed her mother, who had a rush to visit me in the middle of the night, and found her rolling around on the floor in the great pain. As I laid my hands on the woman and prayed, I saw in bright inspiration the chicken bones blocking her intestines gradually dissolving. Right after my prayer was finished, she threw up what she had eaten. Dear brother and sister in Christ, in this lecture I explained how original light of the creation works inside a human body according to the justice of the flesh. When God created the humans, He placed all genetic information in the DNA, in the cell nucleus, like automated production system. When your body hurts due to disease or weakness, the light of a power activated the DNA in that area, the disease is cured and your body becomes normal. There's a chance that his DNA itself has congenital or acquired problems. In this case, the production lines itself is wrong, and thus whatever the modified cannot be normal, produced. For example, a genetic disorder such as a Down's syndrome is due to a congenital DNA problem. On the other hand, a cancer is due to an acquired DNA problem in some of the cells, and then they kept producing bad cells. Therefore, in order to heal of such a disease, a person has a higher price to pay with injustice. Still, if he is recognized according to justice by the showing perfect faith before God, he can be surely be healed. Jeremiah chapter 32:27 says, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me?" Since it's a God that created our body, no matter what problem occurs on our body, God can cure any of them.
우리 몸에 어떤 문제가 생긴다 해도 하나님께서는 다 고치실 수가 있으십니다.
But the speed of the healing process can be decided by the how completely each of you depend on God and trust Him. If you have no wall of sin between God and you, having the unchanging faith, you can be healed of your disease with a prayer just at once. However, there are cases that the situation may improve gradually as the faith grows. That the Father weighs the heavier and the change of your heart into the sincere one than your body into the healthy one. God heals you to the extent that your heart is changed. There are many people who say that when they first came to the church, the disease or painful area, but during their faith life, they were healed without knowing it. The type of the healing people also vary from person to person. Some people receive the healing right away, others get better gradually, and those who do not receive are people who are going to leave God. I believe there are many of you who wish the heal of a disease or receive the answer to your heart's desire. The key to all your problem lies in your heart. When your heart becomes a true heart and confirmed that the law of the spiritual justice, the healing and the answers will come in the instance in the flow of a spiritual time. The same applies to the cultivating the field of your heart. If it takes 10 years through your own effort and will be become a paralyzed of mind, it will be only takes 6 or 3 months for ride and the flow of a spirit. To ride a flow of the spirit, you must always be filled with the Holy Spirit by the praying without ceasing while being moved by the Holy Spirit. May all of you ride on the spiritual flow to quickly receive the healing work, answer, and the blessing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.